And 29 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. It's a good morning and welcome to Sarah Swainson.
And, good morning.
And her penguin friends have come to join us, as well as Mareka from SAAMBR. What are we talking about with the penguins? Gee.
Oh, this is so exciting. I had the most amazing opportunity to go and actually yesterday meet the penguins, right? I got to meet the characters of these amazing birds. And let me tell you, they're not just birds. They've got these little individual personalities and they like strut around. And Mareka was telling me it's like the Bold and the Beautiful of penguin life because, you know, they pair up, but then one's got a little girlfriend on the side and then this one's being a bit cheeky.
See, we don't give away all the secrets.
It was incredible. And just so to remind people why we do this segment, this is the Bold Heart segment that really helps people or encourages people to think outside the box, to go and try something new. So we often do in this segment a lot of physical activities and stuff, but this week I'm really encouraging people to, everybody has something that they're passionate about or they want to get behind or they want to support. So that sometimes we feel that the problems are so overwhelming or big that we don't do anything. What's our little bit going to do? But if we think of the flip side, if all of us live like that, is that the world we want to live in? No. So the encouragement today is to really go and choose something that you're passionate about, that you can make a difference, and just go and do something small, whether it's the penguins, whether it's children, dogs, anything that is going to make this world a slightly better place is the way that I think I want to live in community with everybody else. So today is about the African penguin because they are critically endangered. In the next 10 years, if we don't help, these guys won't exist in the wild, and that's quite sad.
And that's why Mareka from SAAMB,
yes.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Yeah. Mareka, you're an expert in these things, and obviously passionate as well, because you care, and this is brilliant. We need more people in the world that actually care to make a difference. You can be one of those, and I can be one of those, and this is why, in fact, I think it's so important that we find out more about what can be done. Because we hear the bad news all the time, and that's enough already. Let's hear the good news.
Yes, I'm absolutely forever the optimist, and believe that humans have got the power to create magic. And, I mean, these little African penguins are the funniest little tuxedoed birds ever. They're not well suited to life on land. You know, they waddle around and they've got these silly little flippers. They can't fly.
Do you find them in KZN?
No. So that's what makes it quite challenging to get people behind saving the African penguin, because most people here don't actually know them. So the colonies are from Port Elizabeth down into Namibia, and they're endemic to Southern Africa. So you don't find them anywhere else in the world.
Sure.
And I think the first priority for me always is to actually get people to be aware of their existence. So we need to be proud. Look, we've got a proudly Southern African penguin,
wow,
which is pretty cool, and exactly why we should figure out how we can contribute to saving them. So in the early 1900s, there were well over a million birds, and they're in breeding colonies on specific islands. From Namibia, you know, around the Western Cape, especially Bird Island in PE. And now, as Sarah mentioned, we're looking at less than 20,000 birds left.
Why? What's happened?
So originally what happened is like people quite fancied eating penguin eggs. So penguin egg collection was a huge contributor to a decline in the numbers, as well as using their guanos, which is their poop, and a great fertilizer. And but it's also, they need the guano to build nests, so their habitat was greatly impacted on. And then, of course, their what I call sort of human impact, oil spills. I think many listeners might remember 1994, the Apollo oil spill. In the year 2000 was the Treasure oil spill. At the time, we rescued about 20,000 birds, and now there are hardly 20,000 birds left,
sure,
which is quite scary. Mm. And then, of course, access to food. So these birds love sardines. I think a lot of people also love sardines. So there's a little bit of a competition, not just between penguins and humans for food, but also other species. And our fishing stocks, especially the sardines, have just about collapsed. So they've got to work extra hard to try and find food. and especially the nesting parents. And what's pretty cool about these African penguins are that the moms and dads take turns to look after the egg and then the chicks. So the one parent will go and forage and look for food, and it's taking them longer and longer and longer to get food, which means the little chick will actually starve. So SANCOB, which is an incredible organization in Cape Town, they will go and rescue these abandoned chicks and feed them up. And together with BirdLife SA, they've managed to create a new colony at De Hoop, which is actually an area where the fishing stocks are a little bit healthier, so there's a little bit more food. But all of this takes time. And like Sarah mentioned, I mean, we're predicting that by 2035, they'll be functionally extinct in the wild, which means there will still be birds, but they won't be able to breed enough to actually sustain any kind of population.
And that's only 10 years' time.
Mm. Exactly, that's only 10 years' time. So,
and that's the trend at the moment.
So yeah, yeah.
Is it possible to turn things around?
So a lot of people are a little bit pessimistic about how we're going to do this, because we have been talking about this as conservationists for many years, but have not been able to actually see a turnaround. And one of the major reasons is there is conflict between livelihoods, fishing, and then the penguins' needs. So about 2 to 3 years ago, Minister of Environmental Affairs actually said, let's close the fishing zones around the major breeding colonies on the islands. And we haven't seen positive results from that yet, but that's at least a start. But at the same time, that's impact on livelihood. So there's a lot of fisher people dependent on jobs and fish as well. So it's a really complex, complicated case. At the same time, you know, as sort of aquariums and research facilities, we're doing a lot of work. We've got some what we call assurance stock, or let's call them insurance stock. So there are a lot of aquariums that have got a really good genetic stock and a very healthy stud book in South Africa, but also internationally. So from that perspective, we're going to say they're not going to go extinct because we can breed them quite easily.
But not how, like the dodo.
And it's not going to be the next dodo. But how ethical is it to then release new birds into the ocean if they're not going to find food?
No.
So we need to really figure out the balance. But what these are also indicator species to show us what's going on in the environment, but also ambassador species. So we're trying to encourage people, and you started with a question, what can we do? Is to firstly be aware. We've got these really cool little animals. There are lots of Penguin Awareness Days, and there's one coming up in April, International Penguin Awareness Day, and then the African Penguin Awareness Day is in October. And then we just go, oh, wild. We wear penguin onesies and penguin socks. And I mean, 2 years ago, we did like a 110-kilometer walk-run thing for penguins. Because they suffer, we decided we need to suffer a little bit as well. But just to create awareness, because if you do things that will contribute to protecting the ocean, you're actually protecting the environment for penguins and all other marine life, which is really important and quite easy to do. So that's what we want to encourage people in KZN to do, because the ocean's full of beautiful fish, sea turtles, dolphins, you know, they're all sorts of animals with the same needs as penguins. And then on the other side, you know, we are competing with their food source, and we can really make more sustainable choices. So it's when you go to a shop to buy fish, is look for something that's green listed or MSC certified or ASC certified, because that means it's a well-managed stock from the point that there are enough of those fish, but it's also not impacting on the environment or other species.
And is that easy to identify? Because I don't know. I went looking for sardines the other day, and I couldn't see any indication on those tins.
No, so sardines, don't buy sardines.
Don't buy them.
No, leave the sardines for the penguins. Sardines, yeah, they unfortunately not on the green list, and they're not going to have a blue tick. No, not our local species. You can substitute for anchovies.
No, I only buy from Woolworths that come from overseas.
Are we allowed to say Woolworths online? Yeah, Woolworths. No, Woolworths, they're actually really good with their sustainability rating, so they will source sardines or product from elsewhere, but there's always a carbon impact to that, but we won't discuss that today. But there are alternate choices. But then another very easy thing to do is to support the organizations who spend all their time and energy. Their core focus is saving seabirds, such as SANCOB. And the cool thing with SANCOB is you can actually adopt an egg because they, you know, they spend a lot of resources collecting also abandoned eggs and abandoned chicks, or you can even adopt a penguin, and then you can name the penguin, and that is 100% one of my favorite things to do. It's like my stock standard birthday present. Everybody gets a penguin for their birthdays, and that helps SANCOB to do more work and also a lot of research. So they're collaborating with a lot of universities, with BirdLife SA, with other conservation organizations like the Die Island Conservation Trust, specifically to work out how are we going to make sure that the African penguins survive. They're under our care. We're fully responsible for these birds, you know, as a nation.
I think you're absolutely right, particularly with the observation that by making small choices, we make a huge difference because it's a collective.
Absolutely.
And there are many of us, even though we appear to be, as individuals, incredibly helpless and hopeless, but when you combine that multiplier factor, it's a very strong force for good. And in our Life and Style magazine, the current edition, there's a very good article about penguins and how there are some very good corporate initiatives that are getting behind this as well. So collectively, we can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And I think that's very empowering.
I think it's just about choice. It's about how we decide what's our impact going to be. You know, in 10 years' time, and like Marika said, the penguins are just an indication. You know, for if you've got children, just imagine out there, if you're listening, your children might not be able to enjoy the same environment we have, and we've got that responsibility. And so at OA, we're launching our new penguin socks. They might be the coolest socks we've ever done.
And you have a reputation for cool socks.
Yes,
always done this.
These are possibly the coolest socks that we've done so far. They're in production at the moment, and we are going to, from the sales of those socks, we are actually going to be adopting some penguins. And one of them is, of course, named Bold Heart, but everybody that buys a pair of socks, it goes into a draw, and then we are going to allocate who is going to help us name the penguins that we adopt.
Wow. Wonderful initiatives from Sarah and her Bold Heart team. And I'm sure the team is the thing, you see, because we're all part of the team. Anyone that cares can get involved with the Bold Heart Initiative. Marika, you're doing a marvelous job with. I follow your stories, the turtle rescue and the marine creatures rescue stories,
and
watch how they are tracked, and they, you know, it's just magnificent. It's all, these are the good news stories, folks. And the trend is towards helpless and hopelessness. Because, well, it's such a big problem. What the heck can I do? And who really cares whether the world is short of a penguin or two? Well, you know what? You can make a difference. And that's extremely empowering. We don't have to listen to the negative speak and the political woes that beset almost every sentient being on the planet. Collectively, we can decide. And it's up to you. No one's forcing you. It's a choice that you can make. Well, you don't have to. But I tend to think that if you make the positive choice and the right choice, you feel better about the world. The world feels better about you. And collectively, we can make a beautiful thing out of a problem. So there it is. A nice initiative from the Bold Heart, Sarah Swenson. Marika from SAAMBR. What does SAAMBR stand for?
So we just call it SAAMBR, but it's the South African Association for Marine Biological Research. Oh. And we manage Ushaka SeaWorld as well, and the Oceanographic Research Institute. So it's all about research awareness, inspiring people to care, doing good, because when you do good, you feel good. And I think what fits in with OA as well is to encourage people also just to get out there. The environment's amazing. So if you spend our time, whether it's on the beach or in the forest, you know, you just actually inspire to do good and do something for the environment to make sure you can still do it in 10 years and 50 years and hopefully 100 years time.
Be the difference that you want to see.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you.
What a lovely way to...
Can I just tell you the funniest story? So I got told this and I tested this yesterday. So when you got a penguin, and Marika's cleaned a lot of penguins from the oil spill, but how do you calm a penguin down? Because I promise you, the little bills go, you actually pat its bum to calm it down. It's the cutest thing that you've ever seen in your life.
Well, you know, that works for people as well.
Too funny.
You know, Benito patting bums as they're walking down the road suddenly.
There we leave it for today, but Sarah will be back in a week's time with another exciting edition of Bold Heart on Radio Life and Style. Thanks so much for joining us. This will be up as a podcast shortly in case you missed the gist of it, and you can listen on demand and share the love. Be the difference you want to see in the world. Make a difference. Support the initiatives that we're talking about. The Penguins need you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.